It's about Shavuot tonight. I can't believe it. We made it all the way to Shavuot. It's been a journey. I want to take a few minutes and talk about this wonderful holiday. But to talk about Shavuot, we have to really look at Shavuot in context with the other holidays. So we have to see where it sits within the annual cycle of holidays. Now, it is one of the major holidays within Judaism, but it's one of the big holidays, the really major holidays. So there are three of those, and those are called the Shalosh Regalim, the pilgrimage holidays. This is when Jewish people in the diaspora outside of the land of Israel would go up to Jerusalem and would worship in the temple. They would go and they would make the pilgrimage. We referred to it tonight. We talked about it. We see it. But the holidays themselves are Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot, the big three. Passover, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And they each correspond to different themes. If you look at, when there's many themes in each of the holidays, but if you look at the overriding and overarching theme of these three holidays that are kind of cornerstones of all the holidays, the three themes are creation, revelation, and redemption. Creation, revelation, and redemption. Now, I really don't want to talk too much about Sukkot because we're nowhere near Sukkot. It's like a half a year away. It's at the end of the fall holiday, so we will get to that one. But I want to take a couple of minutes and talk about the progression from these first two holidays that we've been in for the last 50 days, from Passover to Shavuot, or better yet, from creation to revelation. That's the title of the message. These holidays represent a physical and a spiritual to us. The physical progression is what Israel went through thousands of years ago and on through the years. But there's also a spiritual progression that's individual for each one of us that we individually go through as followers of Yeshua. We go from this progression of creation to revelation as well. So these are all weaved together as we talk about this. So we start off with the first holiday, Passover, the beginning holiday, Pesach. It's really foundational for us. It's a foundational holiday. It kind of lays everything follows from Passover. It's the traditional holiday that established the Jewish nation. We became a people, we became a nation, and not just tribes on Passover, on Pesach. This is when the Jewish nation was taken out. Hashem took us out from slavery in Egypt to freedom. And we recounted all this at our Passover Seder that we just had here in the congregation. You may have had Seders in your home. This is what we recount. We remember it all the time. At Passover, Israel was born. They were created by God. And in many ways, Pesach is the holiday of creation, the very first of the Jewish nation. Now, for us as believers in Yeshua today, Jew and Gentile, we can see the spiritual implications of this. If you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. In Messiah, when we come to faith in Yeshua, we are a new creation. We're born again. Therefore, if anyone is in Messiah, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So we're renewed. We're made new. This is really an awesome parallel to the children of Israel. Also, when, you know, they were created as a nation. And of course, the biggest thing that we have in Passover, the way we get the name Passover, is when the children of Israel put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of their house in Egypt, and the angel of death passed over them. And that plague did not meet them. That plague of the firstborn child dying in their family didn't happen. In the same way, spiritually, in this holiday of creation, we had the blood of Yeshua cover over our sins. Death passes over us. We spiritually don't die, but we have this destiny with God forever. We are that new creation. It's a new beginning for us. Okay, so that's Passover. Then we go right after Passover, the day after Passover, we start this counting, the counting of the Omer. We count it for 49 days. If you've been following, I have my phone down there, but I've been going through my Omer counting app. Do you guys have an Omer counting app? You've been going through it? Every day you get that prompt and, oh no, I got to count tonight. And we've been going through for 49 days. this period of time that we have just been in, after this creation at Passover, is a time of tension. It's a time of stress. Historically, as an agricultural society, Israel was in a state of tension and stress during this time frame. Why? Because the barley harvest had already happened, and now they were hoping for that wheat harvest at the end of the 50 days that was coming. But they were praying, they were hoping, their crops were growing, and they were waiting for that good harvest. It was a stressful time of waiting and not really knowing. And as we have moved throughout history, the Jewish people have added holidays to our calendar. These are some minor holidays, but they've been added, interestingly enough, during this time of the counting of the Omer, this time of stress and tension. What are the holidays that we've added? Jerusalem Day, Israeli Independence Day, Holocaust Remembrance Day, and Lag BaOmer, which in and of itself has a very sad history. If you've ever read about Lag BaOmer, with a major plague that happened several centuries ago. But it was at this time period, this time of stress and tension, 2,000 years ago, when Yeshua had been crucified, and then he ascended to heaven, and the disciples were just waiting. There was stress, there was tension. What's going to happen now? We were with him for 3.5 years. He made all of these promises. Well, what's going to happen? We're waiting, and it was tense. And what we have is Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So they were waiting for that. So at this time, this period of waiting and stress and tension, we have the counting. But then, on the 50th day, tonight, Shavuot comes. Now first we see back when the children of Israel left Egypt, they went 50 days in the wilderness. And on that third month, they came to the foot of this mountain, Mount Sinai. They were a new creation, they were a new people. And what did they get at Sinai? They received revelation at Sinai, from creation to revelation. They received the Torah. Exodus 19, 1 through 6, we read it tonight already. On the third new moon after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. Then Israel encamped before the mountain. While Moses went up to God, the Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you, creation, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So, wow, they're at Sinai, they're hearing this, and they receive the 10 words, the 10 commandments. The revelation of God came. And we celebrate this every Shavuot with the giving of the Torah. This is historically when we have the giving of the Torah. We remember it in all sorts of ways, including people stay up all night, Tikkun Leil Shavuot, and they read from the scripture, which the union is doing that actually right now, and they're going to be continuing to do it. So as you're driving home, you might want to tune into that on the union's website. But this is what's going on in Shavuot. We're remembering God's word that he gave us, this revelation of his word. That was in the physical. What's the spiritual? We see spiritual implications here. As followers of Yeshua, because 2,000 years ago, on Shavuot, on this very night, God revealed to us his spirit. He gave his spirit. His spirit descended. This was another kind of revelation, a revelation of the Ruach HaKodesh. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost, Shavuot, arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We as followers of Yeshua are a new creation of Messiah, and now we're filled with the revelation of God, His Spirit. We are now filled vessels of God. So the parallels are striking. On Passover, it's creation, the creation of Israel, the nation, the creation of us individually born anew in Messiah Yeshua. But then during the Omer counting, there's a tension, there's a struggle, there's a wrestling, there's growth going on. It's not always pleasant as we're new believers and we're learning how to live this life for the Lord. And I'm envisioning, as I'm writing the message and I'm thinking about it, I'm envisioning Jacob wrestling with God, right, in Genesis, before he was transformed, before his revelation. So there's wrestling, there's growth, and on Shavuot, we historically have God's word given to us. It was given to Israel in power, and then also, as believers in Yeshua, God's Spirit is revealed to us and given to us in power. So we're a new creation in Yeshua, and we have the revelation of God's word and God's Spirit. May we each and all be filled to overflowing this Shavuot with the Ruach in us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this awesome and beautiful major holiday. We remember, Lord God, it seems like a long time ago, but it was just 50 days ago we were assembling as a community to have our Seder, to recount all the things that you did for our people all those years ago, pulling us out of slavery, bringing us out miraculously, creating a nation. And Lord, now we've gone through this period of the Omer counting and we're here at the foot of Sinai, as it were. And we're here to receive your word, which we've been singing and reading all night tonight. And we're here to receive your Ruach, your Spirit. May we all be filled tonight and this coming year with your Ruach as we seek to be your vessels, your hands and your feet in this world, Lord God. May we bring light to this world of darkness. May we bring the light of Yeshua to this world of darkness going forward. We thank you, Lord God, for everything you're doing in us, through us, with our community, both tonight on this night of Shavuot and all throughout the year. We thank you, God, and we praise you in Yeshua's name. Amen.